I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. A jazz trumpeter and vocalist, Jeremy Davenport, continues his holiday tradition of performing at Jazz at the Bistro the weekend after Thanksgiving. He's going to join us later in the hour, and we'll hear some samples from his new album. And St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams talks to playwright Joel P.E. King about his work and about growing up in Washington Park. We begin with the Bach Society of St. Louis. Its annual Christmas Candlelight Concert is December 2nd at Pell Hall. A. Dennis Sparger is the Bach Society's conductor and music director. Melissa Payton is a principal singer, and they both join us now. Welcome to Cityscape.
Well, good morning, and now that Thanksgiving is past, Merry Christmas.
Did you eat too much? That's my first question.
Not at all. We kept things under control. What about you,
Melissa? Oh, of course. Yeah. Always.
That's also a tradition, eating too much, I think. Dennis, the Christmas Candlelight Concert is really a treasured tradition for a lot of people.
It certainly is. We've met so many people over the years that have told us how often they've come and how long ago they began coming. It started in 1951 at Kiel Opera House. And 2 years later, this is interesting, our founder's soloist was Beverly Sills, 24-year-old soprano at that time. Yes, she was in St. Louis singing. Yeah. And then in 1968, when Powell Hall opened, we moved to Powell, and we've been there ever since. And it's always just a wonderful tradition.
Where was she in her career there?
Well, at 24, just starting.
Yes. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And in my first concert in 1986, Christine Brewer was my first soloist to hire. So we've had a lot of wonderful people coming and performing as soloists and in the chorus and playing in the orchestra.
Melissa, what does it mean to you as far as tradition?
It is always my most favorite concert of the year. As a singer, I have a little bit different of an experience. This is my eighth season singing with the Bach Society. And my favorite part about the concert is our processional, our candlelight processional, where we sing all throughout Powell Hall. And it's difficult sometimes to sing and walk at the same time. But I think that the audience really enjoys that.
I think that's why people go, isn't it?
I think it really is. At my first year, you know, we worked so hard on the procession, I thought, gee, if I can only find a way to drop this from the concert, my job would be a whole lot easier. But I learned very quickly, this is why the majority of people come, because it's just such an enchanting moment to hear familiar carols and with singers surrounding you in the house. And of course, in the balcony, the Archdiocesan Children's Choirs will be walking through and serenading the audience there as well.
We'll talk more about that procession a little bit later. Yeah. Let's sample some of the music, something that's going to be on the program on Sunday, December the 7th.
Sure. Well, most of these Christmas Candlelight concerts will have a shorter major work to feature on the first half, so we're also sharing with the audience something of a more classic nature. This year, we're doing the setting of the Magnificat, My Soul Magnifies the Lord, that Bach wrote. Bach wrote this first in 1723, his very first year in Leipzig, and then about 10 years later, he revised it somewhat, and that's the version we're doing now. We thought we would share with you the final movement. It kind of opens up all the glory and fanfare and praise that Bach can summon. This is the largest orchestra that he wrote for at that time in history. Three trumpets, timpani, flutes, oboes, bassoons, strings, and continuo. The chorus divided into five sections instead of the traditional four. So this really knocks you out. Here it is.
Thank you.
Now that will get your heart beating.
The Bach Society of St. Louis's annual Christmas Candlelight Concert is Sunday, December the 2nd. We're talking to Dennis Sparger and Melissa Payton. And Dennis, it did get your heart beating. I noticed you were trying to resist the temptation to conduct along with that.
Oh, absolutely. It's very thrilling. And let me mention that our soloists for the Bach Magnificat will be this year's young artists. We have a scholarship program for singers who are pursuing professional solo careers under the age of 30. And our soloists this year are Christine Hemphill-Guthrie, Aaron Haupt, Terrence Tackett, and Matt Pentecost. Mm-hmm. So they'll be making their Powell Hall debuts as soloists.
We're going to hear some more of your music a little bit later, but maybe talk just a little bit about this year's program.
Well, we try to find music that celebrates the glory and majesty of Christmas, as we just heard in that example. But we also find pieces that are traditional carols, you know, tunes and words that the audience will recognize. Although we're always looking for fresh, new, exciting settings of them, ways that arrangers and composers can kind of reshape the music around a familiar melody to enhance the words, you know, even more for the audience. So we have some pieces that are very sensitive, very touching, very emotional, and some others that are just fun to listen to. One of the pieces that comes near the end of the program is the old carol, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. And the setting that we found by Barlow Bradford is just so touching, so, I think, so powerfully moving emotionally. I wanted to share just a little sample of what that piece is like. Christ the babe was born for you. What an incredible thought, especially in such a troubled world. And to come to the end of a concert of exciting, thrilling music and to have that simple thought to leave with the audience. You know, it sounds wonderful on the radio, but to think what it would sound like in the magnificent space of Powell Hall.
It'll fill the space.
Oh, yes.
That's for sure. That's Dennis Sparger. We're also talking to Melissa Payton. Melissa, if my memory serves me right, we were talking about the audience earlier, and there's usually an opportunity for the audience to sort of perform as well, isn't there?
There is. We give them the opportunity to sing along with us. We ask them to stand and sing with full gusto.
No, we don't have to audition first, do we?
We don't have to audition. Okay. And we do provide the words.
Yes,
that
we
helps.
Do. And we join them out in the audience and we sing along with them.
What are they going to do this year?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
And O Come All Ye Faithful. We try to find, there are only about five or six Christmas carols that you can count on all audiences knowing. So we try to find the ones that are the most familiar. In another year, we might do Joy to the World or Good Christian Men Rejoice, you know, something like this.
A couple of things I want to ask you about before we go on. Melissa, you're working on a couple of exciting things. You have a calendar coming out for the new year, and also there's an annual event in March. I want you to talk about both that.
Sure. One exciting thing that we have happening is our Bust of Bach 2013 calendar. Every month is a play on Bach. February, for example, is My Boyfriend's Bach. We have Bach to School in August, and we're selling these calendars on our website. All of the proceeds benefit the Bach Society of St. Louis, and it features photos from all of our chorus members in the calendar. So it's been a lot of fun.
You came up with something clever for every month, I think, right?
Yes, yeah. And we have more ideas for next year. And then also our fundraising event we have coming up, it's going to be on March the 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd at the Palladium. That is our annual gala that we have every year. It's our biggest fundraising event. The young artists come and sing and perform at that event, and it's a fun night. We have an auction, and we're really looking forward to it. We're expecting a big crowd this year.
And Dennis, looking back on the last year, as this year is almost over, I know you had a pretty exciting event last Sunday. Maybe mention that. And also, you kind of had a hard time with the Cardinals this year.
Oh, yes, and last year as well. It's so great to see them, you know, doing so well and moving forward. But it does hurt when we have to schedule our concerts, you know, a good 6 months in advance. At that point, we don't know what the Cardinals are going to be doing at the end of season. So it has hurt attendance just a little bit in the fall concert. But we've had splendid performances nonetheless.
Well, you could say that you've played the Cardinals and survived.
Yeah. the next T-shirt, yes. Yeah. That'd be great. Well, just last Sunday, we had a performance of Bach chamber music presented by five of our orchestral musicians, along with our young artists, and that was very well attended. So you know, we get a big variety of things. In the spring, we'll do a concert at Ledoux Chapel in April. We close the year on May 19th at St. Stanislaus Koska Church with a program of Russian and Polish music, all a cappella. But a big event coming up soon is our late February performances at the Two Hill under the auspices of Dance St. Louis. We'll be joining the choir and orchestra at University of Missouri St. Louis, performing Karl Orff's Carmina Burana with dance.
All right, let's talk briefly about the December 2nd Christmas Candlelight Concert. Also, I want to mention Stephen Mager is having a St. Louis premiere of some of his work?
Yes. Stephen writes music for us, but he also writes it for other people, and we like to get in on performing those pieces as well. So we're doing his new setting of Noël Nouvelle, Sing We Now of Christmas. It's just a delightful, charming setting. And then one of his favorite pieces, the Ding Dong Merrily on High, this performed all over the country.
Hmm. Well, we have time to sample something else off the program for December the 2nd. What should we listen to?
Well, this is a part of the piece we're using to open our concert with, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
The Bach Society of St. Louis presents a Candlelight Christmas concert that Sunday, December the 2nd, 7:30 at Pell Hall. For tickets and more information, you can call 314-534-1700, 534-1700, or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link for more information.
If you call the Powell Hall box office, be sure to ask for the Christmas Candlelight Concert. Since we're renters there, they may not find us unless they know to look for that. And let me also mention, that was the Bach Society Chorus and Orchestra we just heard.
Very good.
Yeah.
I want to recap just briefly the candlelight procession, if you just paint that picture for us one more time.
The lights are dimmed in the hall. All the singers are equipped with electric candles. I step to the podium, hopefully quietly, and the orchestra begins with a very quiet introduction. And as the singers are walking down the aisles and they begin singing the solemn carols, and the tempo picks up a little bit, and then all of a sudden we stop, the orchestra stops, and a cappella, the choir sings in four-part harmony, Away in a Manger, and then the tempo picks up again to a rousing Good Christian Men Rejoice as the singers all march to the stage and form a huge semicircle on stage going all the way up into the risers. The piece is ended, and then we go to a lovely a cappella work. This year, a new setting of the O Magnum Mysterium, O Great and Marvelous Mystery, that our Savior was born in a manger. This is by the young Norwegian composer Ola Cielo.
And Melissa, I don't want to embarrass Dennis, so I'll let you do it. Mention the encore campaign.
The Encore campaign is something that we're very excited about. It's an endowment fund that is in honor of Dennis. He can probably speak a little bit better, actually, about it than I can.
Well, just to say that the conductor's chair will be underwritten in my name forever. And it's just a tremendous, tremendous honor to have something like this.
Well, congratulations.
And
best
we're at the, just announced publicly a few days ago, and we're already at the 60% level.
It's the Bach Society's annual Candlelight Christmas Concert, Sunday, December the 2nd. Dennis Sparger, the Bach Society's music director and conductor, and Melissa Payton, one of their principal singers, have both been our guests today, and we wish you the best of everything for the new year. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Great to see you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Next on Cityscape, playwright Joel King, and later, music from Jeremy Davenport. This is St. Louis Public Radio.